Bob, tell me about these creatures called golem.
Well, George, the golem comes out of Hebrew tradition. And we'll talk a wee bit more about that in a moment.
Okay.
But the ancient peoples believed, or the ancient Hebrews believed, that before Jehovah created our ancestor Adam, the first man, he had made a number of prototypes, one of whom was Adam Kadmon. Now, these were all imperfect and were rejected. The perfect creation was our ancestor Adam. Adam Kadmon was apparently made, all had been made from clay of the earth. And Adam Kadmon was apparently a great hulking figure made out of clay, which was humanoid, but which had a limited intelligence. And the Supreme Creator, or Jehovah, destroyed them all. But the golem was the sort of Adam Kadmon was the prototype of what became known as the golem. Now, the ancient rabbis asked the question, as did everybody else, would it be possible to create life using some secret or some formula which had been used by the Supreme Creator to create even an imperfect life? And the answer seemed to be yes, it could, because they believed that perhaps Jehovah had confided to the patriarch Abraham that some sort of secret by which life could be created. And this was supposedly written down. And it was written in a book called the Sefer Yetzirah, which means the Book of Formation. Now, this book was supposed, or copies thereof, were supposed to be circulating in medieval Europe around the late 13th, 14th centuries. Now, and they were directly attributed to the patriarch Abraham. It's probably not, they're probably medieval scripts, but they were supposedly gave directions on how to create life, on how to create a human figure which would live, albeit imperfectly.
Now, were these creatures, the golem, were they I guess, were they harmful to others, or were they good?
Well, the original intention was, and here we once again we see the split or the ambivalence. They were could only be created by rabbis who were pure in thought and deed, and there was a great ritual surrounding them. It was not simply saying a magic word and the golem popped up. There was a great ritual which had to be observed for a period beforehand. I mean, there has to be fasting, prayer, all the ordinary things, and various tasks to be undertaken before you could actually come to create a golem. And they were supposedly to be created for good, and they were supposedly to be created for only a short time to do specific good for the rabbi. Now, many rabbis were supposed to use them as servants or to help with attending the sick or whatever. But if you kept the golem in existence for too long, it began to develop traits of its own. The golem originally was supposed to be a blank, almost like a blank canvas or a blank, book.
And what do they look like?
And could be instructed by the rabbi who instructed it for good.
Describe what they look like, Bob, if you would, too.
They were, there are various descriptions of them. Some of them were that they were simply great, almost mobile lumps of clay. Some descriptions give them almost as people. And some people give them terrific height, like they could grow and become giants. Some said that they were like dwarves. So there is no clear description as to the golem. What we do know is that they had eyes, a nose, and a mouth. And because the mouth was particularly important, because what you did was you could write a certain holy word on a clay tablet and place it under the golem's tongue. And that motivated the golem. That brought the golem to life. The word, George, if I can reveal it over the airways, is emeth. Which meant in ancient Hebrew, truth. Now, in order to destroy the golem, all you had to do was destroy the first aleph or letter of that. You took away the E and you were left with meth, which meant unformed or rubbish or waste material. And that destroyed the golem. And you were supposed to do that after a certain time. Now, if you didn't do that, the golem began to develop thoughts and prejudices of its own. And this is where the fascinating part of the golem legend comes in, because what you're getting is prejudice beginning to come in. It is thought that if the golem were left unattended, it would attack people. And coming back to your original question, was it for good or evil? It would attack mainly Christians, because Christians were different to Jews, and this could be used by the Jews to attack Christian areas. And in certain areas, Jews and Christians lived cheek by jowl, but were not terribly happy neighbors. It became almost a metaphor, and we talked about metaphors before. The golem almost became a metaphor for a Jewish threat. If the golem was left unattended or left for too long, it would go into Christian areas and would attack and perhaps even kill Christians. And the idea of the golem became almost a metaphor for a Jewish monster lurking perhaps in cities like Prague in the West, and may well have given rise to ideas among Christians, and certainly did. Of anti-Semiticism, mm-hmm. and that the Jews were harboring a golem or golems in order to attack Christian people. And that was the basis of the great legend of the Golem of Prague.